Hey, good morning. It's 9FM. It is Mark and Sally here with you today. Hope you're well and having a nice day. It is What's the Wednesday, and every Wednesday we are joined by one of the lovely people from What's the who can help you in your career, in your life. They are gurus of this thing, and they know everything there is to know about career shifting, which is what we started talking about last week and that we're going to continue and delve deeper into this week.
Yeah, WhatsApp is the leading recruitment website in Egypt, and they target highly educated professional and top companies. And now they got great services like jobs, than jobs, like WhatsApp coaches and things like that, to help job seekers develop their own careers as well. So really, WhatsApp is where it's at. And this morning, we're joined by Yusra, who is a career coach from WhatsApp. Hi, Yusra. Good morning.
Hi, Sally. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you very much.
Good to be here.
So we're talking about career shifting.
Yeah. Yes.
Tell us, what is a career shift? Are there things that aren't career shifts and things that are career shifts?
Okay, so first of all, let me start off by saying what's not a career shift.
Okay.
Because there's this common misconception that anyone who wants to change their job is shifting their career.
Right.
I get people like fresh graduates or someone with 1 year of experience or so, telling me, hey, Yusra, I'm really frustrated and I'm considering a career shift. And I'd be like, okay, I'm listening. And then I graduated last year. Okay, so let me just stop you here. That's not a career shift. That's okay. Completely normal. What you're facing now is an exploration phase. It's completely normal to have this.
And appropriate for the age as well. Really appropriate
exactly.
for that, yeah.
Exactly. So you didn't have time to even have a career to want to shift to another thing.
Okay. Yeah.
Let me just give you an example of myself. I even haven't started my career up until 3 years after I graduated.
Right.
And I kept exploring in different fields and different
like
roles.
What? I have to ask. We have a lot of people are listening going, like what? What did you do, Yusra, before
yeah,
this?
What are these different fields that you explored?
Yeah, I did sales. And I did translation.
Okay.
Which is completely different than what I'm doing now. Uh-huh. Career coaching and such. So,
yeah.
So it's completely normal to have this exploration phase. And my recommendation would be that you should do a lot of internships during your college years.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't done that, and now I do regret it, because it gives you the opportunity to explore different roles and get exposed to the actual work environment.
Yeah, and you find out what you like, what kind of environments
exactly.
that you like.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes.
That's really amazing. That's really, really cool. Because
yeah.
I remember doing an internship when I was at university and thinking, okay. This is not for me.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly the point. You need to know what you actually like and what you don't like.
Yeah. Because theory is something, obviously what you learn and what you study, and then actually the practicality of it can be a very different thing.
Exactly.
So that is not a career shift.
No.
What is a career shift?
A career shift is mainly someone who wants to move to a new role after advancing in another completely different role. So this person now has a minimum of 3 or 4 years of experience in a certain field.
Okay.
They learned all there is to learn about this certain field, and they just decided that this is not for them anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So they decided to go to a new field or explore in another role.
So would that be starting from scratch, like starting from nothing sort of thing again?
Yeah, more or less. Technically, yes, starting from scratch, but... Of course, you have a lot of experience to transfer to this other role.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But the technical aspect of the job, you're going to start learning it from scratch, of course.
Okay.
Which can be a very scary thing, obviously. And I think a lot of people listening who are sort of have one foot in, one foot out about what to do if they're not happy with their jobs.
Yes.
They are definitely feeling, oh my gosh, I can't start from scratch, which
yes,
is a common thing just to be said.
Well, Yusra here is with us to answer your questions this morning. If you do have any questions about career shifting, then you can get in touch. You can SMS 1042. You can get in touch on Twitter as well at 9FM, or on Facebook. You'll find a post there that you can comment on, and we'll read out some of your questions shortly. Thank you for being with us here this morning, Yusra. So nice to have you with us. We're going to chat some more about this shortly.
Yeah! Mark and Sally with the best start to your day, The Morning Show. Woo! On 9FM.
It's What's Up Wednesday, and in the studio with us is Yusra. Good morning, Yusra.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Thanks for being here with us. You are a career coach.
Yes.
And we're talking about career shifts and the challenges that you might meet. And we're taking your questions as well. Hello to Noha, who says, I'm currently a senior property consultant. I've been doing this for 3 years in real estate sales at a very reputable company. But I'm now considering an opportunity as a sales account manager in the tourism field. I need to know if this is a career shift from scratch or if I'll be on the same track.
Okay, so no, that's not a career shift from scratch, obviously, because it's more of the same role. So
sales sort of thing. You're still in the sales world.
Yes, exactly. So you're only shifting the industry. You've been working in real estate, and now you want to go to the tourism field. So in this case, it's easier, of course. It's less challenging to shift. Mm-hmm. Maybe all you have to do is just understand more about the field of tourism. You can mm-hmm. ask friends or anyone of your network. Someone who is actually in the field of tourism might give you an insight about how things work there. What's the future of this industry in the coming 5 years or something?
Yes, to give more information about what you're about to enter exactly. to make it smoother.
Exactly, yes.
Okay, that's great. Also, we had this question came through. I just graduated from marketing, says this person, but I figured it's not really what I'm passionate about and I want to work in an NGO, but they all require previous experience. What can I do? Do I just accept any other job offer until I get accepted in an NGO, or what do I do? Do I wait?
No, definitely don't wait and don't accept any other offer or anything that you are not interested or passionate about. The good thing about NGOs is that you can do some volunteer work and some charity activities that would count as an experience to get you into this field. So this is your opportunity. You just graduated, so you have time to do internships, to do volunteer activities.
And there's lots of places out there in Cairo, right, for doing this kind of volunteering.
Yes, exactly. So you can start off here, and this will gain you the experience you need to join the NGO field as a full-timer later on. Mm-hmm. So that would be a good idea.
Someone else says, good morning, Yusra. How do I get an internship when I have less than zero experience as a college student?
Okay, so that's what internships are for.
But how do they get one, though? Like, they're saying, how do I get... you know, you want that experience. How do you look good to somebody who's giving out internships?
Okay, I'll talk about Wasdaf. Wasdaf has an internship program that's there all year round. Mm-hmm. So you can start off by, like, preparing or creating a good resume. Something that includes your skills or if you've done any student activities in your college years. Mm-hmm. And then start by applying for internships. They mm-hmm. do not require experience because that's the idea. That's the whole idea of an internship.
Okay.
It's just about having a great attitude and looking to really get into it.
Yes, and learn. You get to learn there everything there is to learn about this field. And from here, you can decide if that's the thing that you want to continue doing or not.
Yeah.
So, so we've been talking career shifts. We've taken a couple of questions, and we're still taking questions, so send them through if you're listening. But so for someone who's listening who actually wants to do a career shift based on the definition you gave earlier, mm-hmm. What are the steps? What do they need to do to be able to do that effectively and as smoothly as possibly
even? Okay, good. So first of all, when you decide that you want to do a career shift, you need to be sure of the reasons. Why do you want to shift your career? Mm-hmm. Because some people are just annoyed with their manager, for example.
Yeah.
So they consider this, I need to shift the whole career. No, you need to understand that to shift your career, you have to be annoyed with the tasks of the job itself. That you hate doing the job. You don't like doing the job. You're not passionate about what you're doing. So after you make sure of the reasons, do not just start applying for jobs right away. You need to go through this investigative phase where you explore. You need to learn about the job that you want to shift to. Research, check the job boards and see what are the skills required for this certain field you wish mm-hmm. to join. And after that, start utilizing your network. Start asking people you know in your network, friends mm-hmm. or family members or friends of friends, people who are in the field you wish to join, and ask them what are the tasks? What do employers look for? What do I need to work on in order to be accepted in this certain role?
Okay,
well, you've got some fan mail here, Yusra. This person says, hey guys, I'm Khaled, and I just want to say Yusra is amazing, and she helped me a lot. Thank you for being there.
Thank you.
Isn't that nice?
That is lovely. That's
you start
really
your
nice.
Own fan page. Yusra from Wazaf and her fans. Keep your questions coming in this morning, SMS 1042. You can tweet at 9FM, and we'll put those to Yusra, our career coach this morning. We're talking about that all-important career shift. 9FM's morning show with Mark and Sally. We like to give you a bit of career coaching with our Wazaf Wednesdays every Wednesday morning after 9, and this week is no different. Yusra is still with us. Morning, Yusra.
Hi, Yusra.
Hi.
Good morning. We've got some questions here for you. First of all, hello, Yusra. I'm an architect in a respectful real estate company, but I'm really into furniture design, and I want to start my own business, but I haven't got the experience in this field. That's one of the questions.
Okay. Yes, Marissa also says, I'm a business graduate, but I want to be an interior designer. What should I do? Thank you for your message.
And this person says, I work as an interior designer. People need to swap, don't they?
Yeah.
I work as an interior designer, and I'm really passionate about it. But in this field, the money isn't very good. And in the long run, people advise me to become a safety engineer. What should I do? And I've been doing interior design for about 2 years.
Okay, perfect. So I'll answer the first two questions because mostly the answer is the same. It's research and network. If you want to know about a certain field, mm-hmm. you need to do your amount of research, your part, your homework.
Extensive research, yeah.
Yes, exactly. You need to understand all there is to understand about this certain job. You can read job descriptions and know the skills required or the requirements for this job.
Okay.
And also you can attend, nowadays there are events and summits and meetups that are held for every role.
Right.
So for example, the person who wants to start his own business, Rise Up Summit is a very good event that gathers all the entrepreneurs and the people interested in startups and such. You can start there. You can attend talks and network with these people to know how it's done correctly. So you don't just start your business
blindly.
Yeah. Yes, you need to first do your research and understand where you're going to have solid steps,
right, so that you can avoid any pitfalls that are obvious.
Exactly.
Okay, and for the person who is not sure whether to choose, you know, safety or their passion, what would you say?
Okay, I would say that this is mostly related to your values, your priorities. Mm-hmm. If you're passionate about something and you like it, so most probably that's where you're gonna excel.
Okay.
You can start your own business later on. You can have a lot of way around it in order to satisfy the part of the financials or mm-hmm. such.
Yeah, and hope for the pennies to come eventually.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But don't just shift because someone told you it's safer. Mm. I don't recommend that.
Okay. What are the challenges then? If you are thinking, for someone listening right now, they are thinking of that career shift. What are the first challenges that you might encounter?
Okay, something that's very common that we get a lot as Wazaf coaches is the people who feel sorry for the wasted years of working and studying.
Right.
Someone who just comes in and I've been working in this for too long, for 5 or 7 years, and I just feel sorry for all these years of experience and all these years of studying, and that's why I can't take the step to change.
People stay married for the same reason as well.
I put in the work and the effort for all this time. I'm going to stick with it.
Yeah, exactly. See what happens. All right, so for people who are thinking, oh, the time and the years wasted and whatever, that is the first challenge. How do they get over that?
Okay, so first of all, I would recommend not to listen to friends and family on this matter at all.
Same for marriage.
Yeah,
same
exactly. for marriage. All right, so don't listen to your family.
Yeah, so I know that family and friends are sometimes good to go to for advice, but in your career and what you want to do for the rest of your life, this is not the go-to strategy at all. Okay, so first of all, you need to be sure of the reasons, as I said earlier, of why you want to shift your career. You need to make sure that this is no longer for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you start off with the steps that we mentioned earlier. But what I really need to stress on in this point is that don't listen to people. Don't let people around you influence you or someone tell you, no, don't waste you. You've been an engineer for, you studied for 5 years and you've been an engineer for another 3 years. Shifting to marketing, no, I don't see the connection. They're not required to see the connection.
Messa gets in touch and says, how do you figure out what your passion is? I'm a 40-year-old architect and I like my job and I'm good at it, but I just don't feel that I'm very passionate about it. I don't wake up every morning very excited to go to work like I hear people with passions do. And how would you shift your career or start your own business if you have a family and kids to feed and need that steady income?
Okay, so the...
Yusra's going to lend you the money, it's okay.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Okay. The part of the passion, mostly this is career coaching. This is pure career coaching. When someone is not sure about what they're good at or what they're passionate about, during our meetings, we do a couple of exercises to make sure that we find out what you are actually good at and what you like. Mm. And then we see the career paths that align with this, with your set of skills and your set of values and your personality type, of course.
Yeah.
So that's how you figure out your passion.
Okay.
Ones of coaches, right. Basically.
Yeah, that's what you need.
That's what you need.
We've got some lovely messages from people who have made that leap and done very well out of it.
Yes, hello to this person. It says, don't be afraid to shift your career. I shifted my career at the age of 30. 8 years later now, I'm thankful I did it and I've achieved much more in this new field than in the previous one.
That's nice.
That's a lovely little message.
Yeah. Really nice. And also, hello to this person that says, hello, Yusra. I recently took the decision finally of a career shift. I worked for 11 years as an investment banker and corporate officer, and now I work at an embassy. So there you go. Thank you very much.
Some success stories for those. There.
So if people would like to take the leap, or they're thinking about it and they just want some advice, how do people get in touch with you?
You can visit the link coaches.wasdof.net.
Okay, say that again.
coaches.wasdof.net.
Okay. Wasdof is spelled WUZZUF.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Okay, you can visit the link and there you're going to find all our services and how to apply for them, and we take it from there.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Perfect.
Well, and you can also listen to the previous interviews that we've had over the last couple of weeks with the rest of the Wasdof coaches. This might be able to give you a complete idea of what it is to shift your career and that sort of thing.
And you can comment on the audio of the interviews of which is your favorite Wasdof coach that we've had on so far. Maybe rate them 1 to 10 or something like that.
You can also do that between me and Mark.
Yeah, you can do that. You're fine. Yusra, it's been absolutely lovely to have you on this morning. Thank you very much for coming
it's
in.
It's good to be here.
Thank you.
I know you were a bit nervous beforehand, but you were brilliant. You were wonderful.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Wasdof Wednesdays here every Wednesday morning on The Morning Show. Make sure you join us again for that next week.
Do you want to shift your career but don't know where to go?
Yes.
Are you stuck in a job you hate and feel that Sundays are the worst?
That's true.
Are you struggling to find a job? We have teamed up with Wasdof Coaches to help you plan your career. If you're a senior, student, a fresh graduate, or an experienced professional, don't miss Wasdof Wednesdays on The Morning Show. Every Wednesday starting 29th August. Back this coming Wednesday. Missed an episode? Check nilefm.com to listen again.
Listen again.
Wasdof Wednesdays with The Morning Show. 104.2 Nile FM.